Go to the scripture and says we're over there where Jesus was talking about the how the Lord sees the sparrows fall to the ground, how much more valuable we are than the sparrows. He goes on and talks about Solomon was not arrayed in all of his glory as the lilies of the field. The lilies, the beautiful flowers. I was looking at the flowers, Sister Heather had on the table back there. That was amazing to me, to see the arrangement that she had, the beautiful colors, the delicacy of each petal and all of those things. A couple of years ago, one of our children brought their mother a begonia, a planter, a hanging planter. I always kind of chuckled at it because my wife doesn't like hanging plants. But anyhow, a couple of years ago, they brought this plant of begonias. It's stems growing up and then they cascade over and they got these beautiful, beautiful orange flowers on them. I, on the other hand, we hang them out there at the under the patio cover, and I've enjoyed them tremendously. Last year, they did the same thing. They brought her another one, the same kind, because she told them how much I enjoyed them. She enjoys them, too. But I was impressed. 2 years ago, we had the begonias, and when the fall time came, she kind of cut off all the plants and she put the planter out in the garage. Well, last year she did the same thing. This year she brought them into the house, to the room where we spend most of our time. Both plants, one 2 years old, one a year old. You can see nothing but dirt. That's all you can see. And right there before our eyes something began to unfold before us. Pretty soon, I was very interested in it. You walk by, the one that was 2 years old started shooting up sprouts first. Four different places in the planter, they started shooting up sprouts. And then pretty soon, the other one came along behind it. Next thing you know, they both started growing taller and taller until they started cascading over to the sides. It was amazing to me to sit there and watch those things grow from nothing to this beautiful planter. The one that was 2 years old, that is 2 years old, started budding before the one that was 1 year old. But they're both doing that now, and they're outside hanging where I can see them real well. And I'm just so impressed of how God, it seems like, can take something out of nothing and make it so beautiful. I really, really enjoy looking at those orange buds on those begonias. And it's amazing to me to see what God can do. And I think if that's what God can do for his plant creation, what can God do for you and I? There's no limit to what God can do, is there? And there's no limit to what God wants to do for you and I. So just for a little bit this afternoon, I'd like to consider the thought and ask the question, if I could, do you see growth in your experience with the Lord? Are we growing? Are we where we was 2 years ago? Or last year, my wife made the comment, said that one's 2 years old, probably won't be as pretty as it used to be. I tell you what, it's looking pretty nice to me. There's flowers coming on that thing. It's amazing what God can do, but, and He did that for us to enjoy, but He wants you and I to grow too. He wants to take that kernel, that seed of the Spirit of Christ that He put in our hearts when He saved us. And He wants to see that grow and develop and make us strong. And I am so glad that God cares about us, that not only does He do it for the flower world and plant world and all that, but He does it for you and I, and we're more valuable, He said. We're more valuable than the sparrows, and more valuable than the lilies, as beautiful as they are. So God cares about us, and He loves us, and He's interested in us growing and developing and putting out the shoots that has the buds, the flowers, and so forth. It's amazing to watch that come right out of the dirt, start growing up, sprouting out. Amazing. To me, it was amazing. It's a beautiful thing. The Lord can do the same thing for you and I. But just for a little bit, I'd like to ask you to think about the question, looking at your own walk with the Lord, your own experience, do you see growth? I don't believe the Lord wants us to be today where we was last year. I think He wants us to be a little farther down the road. He wants us to be a little stronger in faith and in His love. Let's look at a scripture, 2 Peter, the third chapter. Peter had just given us account of the earth being dissolved, and the elements, he said, would melt with fervent heat. He's talking about the end of time and so forth. But he says here in 2 Peter 3 and 15, he said, an account, or realize that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. I ask myself the question sometimes, Lord, why are you still letting this go on, as wicked and evil as men are? And how they're throwing their fist up in your face and defying you and taking their own way. It's amazing to me what a compassionate and merciful God that we serve. So long-suffering. But the long-suffering of our Lord, Peter said, is salvation. He's giving people souls an opportunity. Still giving an opportunity, still giving a time to be saved. And I appreciate that this afternoon. There's some loved ones I know we all have that are out of the ark of safety that we'd love to see saved. And the long-suffering of the Lord, Peter said, is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. I have a cure for the scriptures or the word that is hard to understand, and that is to take it before the Lord and ask Him to open it up and reveal it to us. He will do that. He will do that for an honest soul. He said, ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away from the error of the wicked, with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. One of the ways that Peter expresses to you and I to keep that from happening is to grow. Because he went on to say, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Have you ever had someone come up to you and say, you know, I believe that you're living right, I believe that you're living the way the Bible teaches, but I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I had brothers and sisters, one sister and one brother that lived it. But the other ones, they were taught it the same as the rest of us were when they were growing up in our home. But I've had some of them say, I can't live that way. I appreciate that you can live that way. I appreciate that you can live right and live the life that the Bible teaches, but I just can't do it. In other words, Peter here says, don't only grow in the knowledge. And every one of us here this afternoon, I'm looking around, I'd say pretty much every one of us have a lot of knowledge of what the Bible teaches. We have a lot of knowledge of how to go about this work of salvation in our own hearts and lives. We have a lot of knowledge. We have a lot of understanding and knowledge of what Jesus teaches and how to live a righteous and a godly life here in this world. We have that. We have the knowledge. We have the understanding. Most of us have been reading our Bibles all of our lives. And we know what the Bible says, teaches. But Peter included something else here in our growth. Not just to know and to understand, but grow in grace. Because it takes grace to live to what the Bible teaches. It takes grace to live to the knowledge that you and I have. And that's what's missing in these people's lives. They don't have the grace. Paul told Timothy in one place, he said, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. We all have our definition of grace. One of the most common ones is the divine unmerited favor of God. The favor that he bestows upon you and I every day. In our walk with life. Folks, don't take that for granted. He doesn't have to. He's not bound by it except by his promises. As long as you and I abide by what we know and understand. He said, grow in the grace. In other words, a continual growth. Continually growing. Remember my question, do you see growth in your own experience with the Lord? Do you see growth? A continual growing of the understanding that you do have. In other words, my growth, and I don't believe we can teach this or preach this enough or talk about it enough. Growth must be in our faith. We must grow in faith. And grow in love as we grow in the knowledge of God. We must grow by faith. Let me tell you something, folks. You're not going to attain heaven. You'll not get there without your faith in God and His divine grace that He ministers to you. You must have faith in God. It is the foundation of your experience and your walk with the Lord is to have faith with God. There's a song in our book that I would like to draw attention to. We don't sing it very often. I think the music to it gets a little rough sometimes. It gets a little high, but it's number 287. And I want to draw attention to the words. I will no longer. In other words, that implies I have been in the past, but no longer, Lord, am I going to doubt you. I will no longer doubt thee is the title of the song. Can I defeat my Savior's plan? Trample His mercy in the dust? How can I longer doubting remain if I but do what's right and just? I will reject all doubts and fears. Are we doing that? Do we have the grace today that when the enemy comes along with his fears and with his rhetoric on doubting and all this, and because you can't see, you don't know what tomorrow holds? Folks, can we reject those kind of thoughts? Are we stronger today? Are we strengthening our spirit today more than we was last year, for instance? I will reject all doubts and fears. I will believe and simply trust. You've heard me, some of you have heard me say it many times. Trust requires a track record. To be able to trust somebody, if I've hurt you or if I've offended you in some way, it'll be a while before you can trust me again. I understand that. But folks, God has a remarkable track record. He's worthy for you and I to trust Him. He said, I will believe and simply trust. Thou hast said, cast all my on me thy cares. Can I obey? Yes, Lord, I must. I wonder where we are this afternoon, individually. You know yourself. God knows you. He knows each and every one of us. But he said, can I obey? Grow in the grace. Folks, I want to tell you, if you're willing to take a stand, to accept the will of God, whatever it is that he has for you in your life, his grace will be there for you when you need it. His grace will be there for you to help you to stand. Now, I've heard testimonies like this. I heard someone say, I went and I had my eyes examined. And the optometrist told me that my eyes were really failing and that it wouldn't be long that I may have to get a little operation to get something done on my eyes. I heard that testimony. And then along with the testimony, I heard, well, you know, the Lord knows that I need to be able to read. He knows that I need to be able to see. He knows this and he knows that. Folks, that's a cop-out. I'm going to say it plainly this afternoon. It's a cop-out. Yes, the Lord does. But to be making excuses that if the Lord doesn't do something, I'm going to go ahead and do something else about it. It's not believing and simply trusting. That's not what trust is. That I'm going to take it in my own hands to keep myself from going blind. Lord, help us now. This gets right down to where we're living. We say, Lord, your way is best. God's way is best. I won't murmur. Although the end I do not see. Lord, your way is best. But the song says, I will no longer doubt thee. We need some growth. We need to grow in grace. We need to grow. We need our faith to grow, folks. Weak faith. Lord, help us to remember this. Weak faith is not able to see the power of God. When my faith is weak, I'm looking at something besides God. I'm looking at the circumstance. I'm looking at the trouble. I'm looking, dealing with fears, and I'm dealing with doubts. And I know we're all human, and they're going to come our way. But he said in this song, I will reject all doubts and fears. I will believe and simply trust. Lord, help us this afternoon to be able to do that. To believe and simply trust. When my faith is weak, grow. Let your faith grow, folks. Take a stand in your life. Take a stand against the enemy of your soul. Take a stand against the thoughts and the doubts and the fears that he wants to present to you. Take a stand against those things. How do I take a stand? In the name of Jesus. God's given us the greatest name that's been given unto men under heaven, which is Jesus Christ. Take a stand with the name of Jesus. I still believe God has all power to do all things. I believe that. He's proved that time and time again. But he said, grow in grace. Not just the knowledge, not just the understanding, but to get a personal walk and relationship with the Lord where you're strong in his grace. And in the power of his might, trusting him fully and completely. Song says, since I'm dependent, Lord, on thee. I'm dependent on the Lord. Why should I doubt thy saving grace? You had to believe on him to get saved, didn't you? We had to believe on him to get saved. If by resisting Satan must flee, then I behold thy smiling face. Shall I bring grief and sorrow again into the heart of my dear Lord? Bible says, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Lord, help us today to be strong in the grace of God. He said, no, I'll confess and honor his name. I will believe this precious word. Oh, we're going to have to go through some things. You know what tempered faith is? Tempered faith. Faith that has been tried by fire. Fire tempers things. It purges out the dross. It purges out the things that doesn't need to be there in order for you to be strong. In order for you to be able to stand. I'll confess and honor His name. I'll believe His precious word. He said, I will no longer doubt Thee, O Lord. Evidently, at one time, he had doubts. We all have. I will forever stand on Thy word. I will believe and simply trust. Can I have faith? Yes, Lord, I must. The Lord's going to honor faith, folks. Exercise faith. God is going to honor it. Our faith needs to get stronger. Our trust needs to get greater. Our grace needs to minister deeper down into our souls. Lord, help us to be able to stand. I was praying just the other day and saying, Lord, I see some things that I'm having to deal with. Disappointments and sadness and sorrows and so forth. And the changing of the world, the changing of family, changing of things that are going on. And Lord, if I let these things get me down, how am I going to be able to stand when the real fire comes? As the scripture says, if you run with the horsemen, the footmen, and they weary you, how are you going to contend with the horses? Folks, we can think sometimes all we want that the trial's pretty hot and heavy and strong, but it can get hotter. It can get hotter. Total trust. The process of growing in grace is very costly. What does that scripture say? The fining pot for silver, but the furnace for gold. And remember when Job was telling us there, when I come through this, he knew what he was going to look like, didn't he? Going to look like gold. He's going to come forth, he said, as pure gold. Lord, help us today. He didn't even have the Holy Spirit as we have the Holy Spirit today. He didn't have the benefits that you and I have today. But he said, Lord, you know the way that I take. I can't see it on the left. I can't see you on the right. I can't see you in front or behind me. Lord, I don't know where you are right now, but you know how I'm walking before you. You know the stand that I take. Folks, whenever we don't know what to do, don't do anything. Stand and trust God. When the Lord comes along and He begins to reveal things to you and show you what you need to do, then it's time to move. But until He does that, don't do anything. When you don't know what to do, don't do anything. Stand and trust the Lord. Trust Him with all your heart. The process of growth is costly. I'll say it again. Tempered faith. You see what Job had to go through. You see the things, the trials that he had in his losing of his family and all of his wealth and the boils and the affliction upon his own body. But he stood faithful. Lord, help us to stand faithful. I mentioned, I think, in a Wednesday night prayer service sometime back, folks, don't be looking for alternatives. Christ is the only alternative we have. He's the only one we have to come to trust in, to believe in. He's the only one I know in this whole wide world that will never lie to me. He will never let me down. He will never go back on His promises. He won't ever do that. So I want to trust Him fully and completely. The Lord, in His love, and His mercy for each and every one of us has given us everything that we need that we can be a success in this race or in this walk with the Lord. I want to put two thoughts before you. One is perseverance. Persevere. When the old, I think it was Brother Isaac Chandler, said the Bible says, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. He said endurance time is not always a shouting time. You don't always feel like shouting. I got to endure some things. Lord, this pain and this suffering, I got to endure some things. Had a simple little issue this year. I call it simple. It was very painful at the time. My back was giving me trouble day in, day out for 3 or 4 months. And the Lord's come along and He's relieved on me of that pain and suffering. Wait on the Lord and you shall renew your strength, the scripture says. Simply trusting. He said, I will believe and simply trust. Lord, can I have faith? Lord, increase our faith this afternoon. Grow in grace in the knowledge of God. Total trust. Total believing in the Lord. Lord, I can't see how this is possibly going to account for any good. But Lord, You're in it. And I'm going to trust You. I'm going to stay with You, Lord. I want to be right there in the center of Your will as You permit me to go through the furnace and as You try me. Lord, help me to persevere. You know what consistency is? That's the other one. Persevering and consistency. Being constant in your walk with the Lord. You know, I'm talking about tempered faith. I'm talking about heat. I was raised on biscuits and gravy. My mother made the white gravy and the biscuits for breakfast in the mornings. And I tell you, I watch her put in that flour in the skillet and get it, start getting it a little warm, stir it up, and then pour the milk and whatever else she put in it. And when she first put it in there, why, it ran like water. It was liquid. But the longer it was on the stove, she used to say, Lay, get over here and stir this gravy. You like to eat it? Get over here and stir it. So I'd get over there, and while the heat was still underneath it, the milk and the flour and whatever else was in it, stir that and stir, and as long as it was on the heat, it kept getting thicker and thicker and thicker until it had a consistency of that gravy that I like so well. You put that over a couple of her hot biscuits and you had yours. Mouth water. I just ate. You had a meal there that was out of sight. I remember my mother, this is Mother's Day. She would tell me on Saturday night, she'd say, now Larry, she said, we're going to have biscuits and gravy and fried chicken in the morning. Which I absolutely loved. And I'd say, you know, in my later teenager still at home, I say, oh, Mom, I just want to sleep in. Don't call me for breakfast. Oh my goodness, that smell would start wafting up to my bedroom, and I couldn't stay in bed. I had to get up and go eat some fried chicken and biscuits and gravy. Folks, God has that thing for you and I, something to satiate us, something that is good for us. But the longer that gravy was stirred, the thicker it got, the better it was. The more flavor that it had. That's what God does with you and I. We don't realize it. We don't see it literally. But God is stirring. He's working. He's tempering you and I to get some consistency that will be solid in the faith, solid in the truth, solid for the Lord. Lord, I don't know what's going to happen here. I don't know what Your will is altogether, but I want to be like my Savior. I want to say, not my will, but Your will be done here. And be willing to suffer a little bit. People aren't willing to suffer too much. Perseverance. Perseverance reminds me of an old fairy tale that we heard when we was growing up. The tortoise and the hare. Remember the race? Between the tortoise and the hare? Doesn't seem fair to me. Didn't seem fair, did it, for a rabbit to race a turtle. Turtles don't move very fast. Rabbits can really run. You know the story? Remember that? How the old rabbit just took off down the road and he got so far ahead he looked back and the turtle just barely creeping along. The rabbit said, I think I'm so far ahead, I think I'll just take me a little nap. Well, he took a nap, all right. Folks, people are napping today. We need to wake up. The Bible tells us to wake up out of our sleep. People are napping, and the old rabbit took a nap. And the old turtle, he just kept on plodding. Persistence. Persistence. Perseverance. Kept on trotting. Kept on trucking. Lord, help me to keep on trucking. Keep on trotting. Help me to persevere. I want to tell you, life's full of difficulties. We all know that. Life's full of troubles. We all know that. We all have an enemy that we face every day. And if you look in the mirror, you find out a lot of times it's you're looking at him. But we all have a devil to face. We all have trials and difficulties in life. But the Bible, was it Jude said, earnestly contend? Earnestly contend for the faith. Lord, help us to be in earnest about this. This isn't our pastime. This isn't our hobby. This is what we do. This is our life. Living for the Lord, endeavoring to be faithful at our post of duty that the Lord has called us to. Growing, being stronger, being faithful, being true. Lord, help us to do that. Lord, help us to be faithful. I'd like to look at a scripture now in Ephesians. Fourth chapter. 11th verse. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Can you imagine having the stature of Jesus Christ? The demeanor of Christ? The compassion? The mercy? The trust? The faith? The wisdom? The understanding? Oh, Lord, it just goes on and on and on, doesn't it? Unto a perfect man, he said, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Don't tell me there's no room for growth in your spiritual walk. There's room for every one of us to grow. There's room for every one of us to get stronger in His grace. There's room for every one of us to get more power in our life, to get more wisdom, more understanding, to get more love. To get that foundation, you know, people's foundations cracking today. Foundations are crumbling, falling apart. Faith is your foundation. Obedience is the footer. You obey God and you have faith and you got some foundation there that's going to stand. And it'll stand the test of time. Verse 11. To the perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children. He wants us to grow. Tossed to and fro. Tossed to and fro. Is the devil successful in tossing you to and fro? Getting you all worked up, getting you fearful and concerned and worried and all those kind of things. The devil will do that, you know. We got to trust, folks. We got to keep our eyes on the one that is able, the one that has promised to bring us through. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. Once again, we need each other. You got something for me, and hopefully I have something for you. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part. According to the growth of every part. Folks, how well you grow, how strong you grow, can be of a help to me and a strength to me. As we encourage one another, as we minister to one another, as we edify one another in the body of Christ. Fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, according to the growth, growing in grace, getting stronger. I want to be like those flowers. It was amazing to me. When she first brought them in and set them down, all I saw was two pots of dirt. And she kept watering them, and pretty soon we got some beautiful flowers again. They were dead, they were dormant, but they were brought back to life. The Lord brings us back to life, folks. The measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. We talk about growth. Apostle Paul said, not that I've already attained. Paul said, I haven't already attained it either. But I press forward, forgetting those things that are behind. I haven't already attained it, but I'm pressing. Saints, I know that we're not all there yet. He hasn't called us out of this world, but keep pressing and keep desiring to attain all that God has for you, the strength and grace that God has for you in your life. He has it, and only He has what you and I need, and I'm so thankful for it. Well, look at one more scripture, 1 Corinthians 9. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? They all run, but one receiveth a prize. So run that ye may obtain. Running and growing in grace, same thing. Keep running, keep growing, because there's a prize for every one of us. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body. Paul knew what he needed to do, didn't he? He knew what he had to, what he was dealing with. I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. Lord, help us this afternoon to be diligent, steadfast, unmovable, as the scripture says. Help us to persevere until we get just the right consistency that God wants in our lives. Till we get just to the right consistency. Help us to be diligent to bring this old flesh under, like Paul said. I keep under my body and bring it into subjection that by any means I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. He didn't want to be a black mark on the book. He didn't want to be a hindrance to others, but he wanted to be faithful to do the will of God and to be an example before the believers. He said, they which run in a race run all. But one receiveth a prize. Folks, God has a prize for every one of us that are faithful to endure to the end. And you remember, the tortoise won. The tortoise won the race. He wasn't the fastest. He wasn't the swiftest. But he wasn't careless either. He kept determinedly plodding along, being faithful at what he was given to do. The old rabbit reminds me of Samson. He kind of just played around through his folly. Thought, well, I can outrun him. You know, I can wait till he gets close to the finish line and still beat him. But he lost the race, according to the little fairy tale that we learned when we were growing up. Lord, help us. We want to win the race. But he said, grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. Not just the knowledge, but grace to go with the knowledge. Grace to be able to live to what the Bible teaches and what the Bible says. We need God's grace to do it. Every one of us needs his grace to do it. I appreciate God's love and mercies and goodness to us, folks. I appreciate all that he's done in my life, and I'm sure you appreciate what he's done in your life. Let us all be faithful. Let us all be faithful to endure to the end and run this race with victory in our souls. Amen.